Des Moines Classic Rock 95 KGGO, Jeremy Jacobs here. Very happy to welcome on the line right now. You've seen her on TV. She's been on films, stand-up, Mad TV, former Raiderette as well. Joining me on the line right now, Angela Johnson-Reyes. Angela, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with the members of the KGGO Rock and Roll Air Force.
Hello. Here we are. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Let's get things going. You are out on the road right now. The family reunion tour actually has a stop here in our backyard, hitting the Hoytschenrum Place in Des Moines on November 8th. Angela, what kind of things can our listeners expect to see from you out here at this show?
Well, you know, this I'm working on my 7th hour special right now. That's what I'm touring with, is my 7th hour. And in each hour, I'm always talking about my life. Like, my last hour was a California girl moves to the South and all the things that I learned. You know, I learned when I go to a restaurant, I order iced tea, it automatically comes with 3 pounds of sugar in it. And they call it sweet tea. We call it diabetes. You know what I mean? Like, just a lot of stuff I had to learn. Now, I'm talking about I became a mom in my 40s for the first time. So it's everything from I'm having my first child the same time my friends are having grandkids, you know, and people receive this information differently. Like, with I posted a picture of my daughter same day my friend posted a picture of grandson. And with her, people are in the comments like, you're a grandma? No way. And with me, they're like, wait, you just had your first kid? No way.
It's a little. Why? Yeah, the no ways sound a little bit different when.
Yeah. So I'm talking about how the juicy of my life, how that's changed my marriage. Always got to touch on my marriage, how that's changed me as a person. You know, being a new mom is hard. Getting older is hard. Put it together, being a new old mom, that's hard.
Doing it all at once, yeah, it's not easy. I always tell people, you know, I've got 3 kids of my own. And you're never ready for what kids are going to bring for you. Like, the folks that are like, oh, I'm so ready to be a parent. You're not ready. You just try to do better the next day than you did the previous day.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You just try to not do what your parents did, probably.
Yeah, a lot of breaking of generational trauma is going on over here.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying my hardest. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I am so good, you guys. And then... My husband will quickly remind me, no, we got issues.
Yeah, we got issues. Like I said, you never know what these kids are going to bring up. And then some of the weirdest questions. I know, my youngest has asked me repeatedly, like, why do humans have skin? And I'm not equipped to answer that.
Oh, you got a scientist on your hand over here?
Wow. He's a little bit of everything. Yeah. He's a COVID baby. So those kids are just born different.
Yeah, just a little different.
Just a little different. They spent, 4 years in lockdown and didn't get to see much of the outside world. So it's been interesting for me.
Isn't that wild? Like, that's a whole thing in itself right there, too, is the kids who didn't get to experience just going out for a play date. Like, what is a friend?
Yeah, it's different. You don't know how to expect it. And now, like you said, your child is out there hanging out with, your friends' as grandkids. So it's obviously a different dichotomy for them.
Totally. And then now I'm bringing my baby on the road with me. So she's all kinds of wild, like growing up on a tour bus. You know, most kids her age are in a preschool. And she's like, I'm at the science center in the next city that my mom took me to.
Yeah, at least you're getting some education out there on the road.
Oh, yeah. We've been to so many kids' centers, children's museums all across the country. Because we've been on this tour bus just traveling all over. I mean, it's like the family band, and that's why it's called the Family Reunion Tour, because it's like, I'm bringing my family. It's a family-friendly show, so why don't you bring your family, and let's just have a good time.
Yeah, so what has life sort of been like? You know, you talk about having your child and how that changed everything. You know, what does that kind of do to your set as far as, you know, you talk about bringing a family environment in now?
Well, my act has always been family friendly and like everybody's welcome. And now it's always been, let me talk about my life and how I can relate with you as my audience member and connect with you on a human level. And it's always through relationship. I'm going to talk about my relationship with my husband, my relationship with my parents, now my relationship with my child. But relationship is a through line that all of us have. We all have a relationship, whether it's a coworker, a family member, a friend. Everybody has relationships. So I love to dive deep into relationships that we all share so we can connect and for my audience to see themselves through my stories and connect with me through that way. Be like, oh my gosh, my husband does that. And then I see the husbands in the audience pointing at their wives going, yep, you're talking about my wife. She does that. So it's so cool to see all across the country these different people who I've never met seeing themselves in what I'm saying and just feeling seen and heard and leaving with some joy, you know?
Yeah, no, that's awesome, the fact that you can sort of bring everybody together. Like, you talk about being on the road, and you've been on the road for a hot minute looking at your tour schedule this year. You taken a little bit of time off right now in September, but hit it hard again in October.
Yeah, we started in March, and we've been go, go, go. We took some time off. We get back on the bus October 1st. We go until Thanksgiving, take a little time off again, and then we pick back up in January until March, and then the tour's done.
I'm sure you're looking forward to the moment that you're able to sort of rest and, you know, kind of unwind a little bit. What's it like coming off the tour for a few minutes? You know, is there, you know, a list of things that you're trying to get accomplished, things that you want to do, or are you just taking the days as they come?
You know, what's interesting is when I get home off the bus, my favorite things to do are go to the grocery store, something normal, like just like be home, get my daughter into like a little gymnastics class and like something just normal and regular. Like, we take those things for granted. And like, you know, people are like, oh, you're living this, you know, fabulous life, rock star on a tour bus. And don't get me wrong, it is fun. I'm so grateful for this life that I get to live. But it also allows me the opportunity to be grateful and miss those little things that we consider to be mundane in our lives. Cooking a meal at home, oh my gosh, that's my favorite these days, because when I'm on a bus, we just order out everywhere we go, and it's something we take for granted. So those are the things that I'm grateful for.
No, and I love that, because those are the little things that, you know, I don't want to say the regular 9-to-5ers out here, but those are the things that, you know, often we complain about having to do. It's like, ugh, I have to stop and get groceries. I have to feed my kids tonight, you know, and it's nice to see that that's the, you know, bringing you home aspect of things.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best when we can like take a second to get present in the moment. But I get it. It's a blessing that I have where I'm on a tour bus and I get the opportunity to miss those things. But when you do it every single day, it's hard to miss it.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're out there every day doing it, and I'm one that doesn't matter if I ask my kids what they want me to fix for dinner, I could do it 10 minutes before I start and they're going to change their minds. So I'm like the parent that has to go to the grocery store every day just to pick up different things to hope that they're going to eat what I decide to make.
Right.
Yeah.
If I ask my daughter what she wants to eat every day, it's going to be pasta every day.
Oh, see, that's better than what I get sometimes. You know, my daughter is known to just have a ketchup sandwich every once in a while.
Yeah.
I try to ask, I'm like, hey, what do you want? She goes, can you just put ketchup on that? Like, you don't want anything else on there. But I'm like, well, there's vegetable in there, you know, depending on how you look at a tomato, maybe some fruit, bread, have at it. Go ahead.
Yep, that'll be the first things out of my daughter's mouth when I serve her. She'll go, must ketchup.
I love it, Angela. Like I said, you got a big show coming up here in Des Moines, November 8th, out at the Hoyt Sherman Place. It is a tremendous venue if you have not been. I love getting out there for shows. Looking forward to seeing you out there. You're available right now, Angela.com. Also out there on all of the social medias, at Angela Johnson. Anything else you need to share with our listeners? Let them know how they can follow you, where they can find your information at.
Yeah, just tickets to the family reunion tour on my website, Angela.com. I would definitely go to my website before any other site because people be getting tricked out there. So I go to my website, Angela.com. And I have been to this venue. It's beautiful. We had a great time there. And then correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the city where there's a Chinese food pizza place?
Oh, Fong's Pizza, yes.
Yes, yes. We went there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there again. I can't wait. It was so good. They got a crab rangoon pizza?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That was the next thing I was going to say. If you go, you have to get the crab rangoon pizza.
Oh my God. We're going to go again for sure. We went there last time we were there. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. The funny thing about Fong's, and I tell people this, is there was many a years where I never had it sober. It was always like it was the late night. They were open after all the bars were closed off in Des Moines.
Right.
So it's like, let's go get some pizza and, you know, soak all this up before we decide to get in the cab and go home.
Well, first of all, whoever created this was definitely drunk when they did
that.
Oh,
absolutely.
So that tracks.
Angela, thank you so much, like I said, for taking time out here. The show is November 8th over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. Tickets available at Angela.com. Angela, we'll let you on to the next one here, and I appreciate you taking time to talk with me this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.